It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Does the phrase bottom of the barrel ring a bell?
I hate that.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Oh. Can I take your gerbil?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow, it's BYOB Friday.
Yes.
Zane Lamprey, star of Mojo HD's Three Sheets. All I know is I know one expression that means three sheets. I guess this guy's some kind of party animal.
Yeah.
We'll be debuting our Buzz Babe candidates on the show. They'll be in here with the very manic and very manic depressive BBK.
Uh-huh.
Also, Comedy Central Sklar Brothers will be dropping by in studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, we pop open the first beverages for the very, very nice, warm Washington weekend.
Huzzah.
And should be a lot
babes.
Of fun. Now, after the show tomorrow, you want to run down to the Front Page restaurant. That's where we're going with our A1 limo,
right,
as I get as many promos in as I possibly can. They've got the best crab cakes in town. They're located at 4201 Wilson Boulevard in Arlington, across from Ballston Mall. Check them out at frontpagearlington.com or call Timmy at 703-248-9990. Can I get you a table? Tomorrow night, Arlington, Front Page, be there. We would love to meet you, and we're going to bring the Buzz Babes with us.
Yeah, I get you a table?
Should be a lot of fun. So the whole gang's going to be there. Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe, Beth Ann, Katie will all be down there, and about 5 Buzz Babes, and I think we're going to have them wear Mike O'Mara Show t-shirts, and we will let them modify those t-shirts to their specifications.
As they see fit.
Yes, very good. So without further ado, let's get back to it. The final buzz of the afternoon. Here's Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, thanks, Mike. We were talking about the Iraq War, and war, as you know, has a way of twisting men's minds.
Mm-hmm.
On occasion, it even attracts men whose minds were already twisted.
Yeah, well, you need killers in life, too.
We don't know which is the case with former Marine Lance Corporal David Motari. This 22-year-old from Washington State became infamous around the world in a YouTube video that shows him hurling a puppy to its death over a cliff in Iraq last March.
I am very pleased to say that I never saw that video, and I hopefully never will.
Yesterday, Motari was discharged from the Marine Corps. His family had already been forced into hiding because of the shame and because of a number of death threats.
You know, here's the deal, and you hear everybody going, oh my God, oh. And you know, everybody hates that. It's despicable what the guy did.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're looking at, in my opinion, really, is post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yes.
You know, doesn't mean you have to get off the plane that comes into the United States from Baghdad before that kicks in. That can kick in over there, too.
Oh, anytime.
And, you know, you're in that environment, and no one can judge. And, you know, it's the only thing in the Bible, Buzz, that I quote on a regular basis. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Not that I'm excusing this guy's behavior, but as you said at the beginning of that story, it twists you.
Right.
It messes you up.
Right.
You know, who knows? This guy might have been a total psycho sadist before he even put the uniform on, but it's obvious, and there's historical precedent that a lot of these guys wig out when they go through that. And people still don't realize. It's almost like this war that's going on in Baghdad, in Iraq,
so remote,
and also in Afghanistan. It's just not happening. But it's happening every day. You got guys
every
over
day.
There. Every single guy that's over there, you know, you've got them in certain situations. They're downrange. They're in firefights. I mean, I read an article about it in a magazine, which these guys go on patrol, and they're getting into some sort of crap 11 or 12 times a day in some cases.
Yeah. This war particularly.
It's really, really horrible. And, you know, in general it is. But with that said, discharging the guy, believe it or not, I'd love to hear what he had to say. I'd like to know. Now, if he's telling the truth and he gives us like a little insight into where his head was at, you know, there's probably a better chance that being over there messed him up than he was the prick, you know, throwing
a
dog.
Yeah, he laughs in the video.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
The Marine who shot the video was disciplined, but he remains in the Corps.
Yeah.
We don't know if this translates to politics, but in video games, red beats blue. Scientists in Denmark studied the outcomes of over 1,300 online multiplayer shooting games and found that it's better to be on the red team than the blue team.
Or the brown team.
Always.
I've always been on the brown team.
Not Big Brown.
What can Big Brown do for you?
He can lose. He can come in last at the Belmont.
Watch out, Big Brown.
The red team, you see, wins 55% of the time.
Really?
Sometimes my brown team has red in it.
That's very scary. How's that doing, incidentally?
Yeah. You know what? I think that the diet is going to help it.
Did they say that the diet's going to be okay for it?
Yeah, absolutely. They tested me on some of the foods to make sure it didn't tie me up. I feel pretty good about it.
A lot of protein, though. You'll have to worry about that impaction.
You know what? I got plenty of room to go in that direction.
Okay, good for you.
I can tighten the bolt, but I don't want to loosen it.
Rob Spiewak.
Good night.
Rob. Good night. I'm Rob Spiewak.
Speaking. Mm-hmm.
The scientists believe that the color red may act as a psychological distractor for men. We're genetically programmed, maybe, to spot red in another man's face to know if he's angry or humiliated. 3 years ago, British scientists...
What are you doing? You.
Look at it. It does make you think of Rob a little.
That's Rob's tell.
It is.
You want to know if Rob's stressed out in any way? It's not always anger. No. Sometimes it's embarrassment.
Right.
Sometimes it's just real excitement.
That's right.
Sometimes I'm really turned on.
We don't want to know about those.
Sometimes it's something.
Three years ago, something else.
I'm tired.
3 years ago, British scientists found that the theory also seems to apply in real-life sports. The wrestlers in red win more often than wrestlers in blue, for example.
And the team in red in baseball seems to win pretty often, too.
Who could that be?
Yeah, you know.
And also, the Redskins win all the time.
Well, that settles it.
Yeah, Dan Snyder.
You can't argue with science.
Oh, people, boo. Calm down.
Hey,
calm down.
We'll call the cops.
Whoa.
The NBA has dismissed the charge that referees rigged games for gamblers in 2002 and 2005. Oh, look who's here.
How are you?
Well, hello,
Hi,
Mr.
Dan.
Snyder.
I'm going to buy every radio station in the world.
That's what I hear.
But you still somehow don't get good coverage over the D.C. area.
And I can't get my hands to grow.
Oh, no.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dan Snyder.
Wow, that was tough.
The NBA says the charges from former ref Tim Donaghy are baseless and that he named other refs because he decided to take others down with him. Quoting Commissioner David Stern, the U.S. attorney and the FBI investigated it, and Mr. Donaghy is the only one guilty of a crime. Oh, hello.
What's
again.
That commissioner's name again?
David Stern.
David
hello.
Gold.
How are you?
Hi, Mr. Stern.
I'd just like to say, regardless of these problems, yes. I urge everyone.
You what?
I urge
okay.
everyone to join me for a fabulous Boston-LA final in the NBA.
Who are you?
I'm David Stern.
How's your co-commissioner, Robin Quivers?
It's wonderful. I think that, the focus should be on me.
On who?
Not on me.
And who are you?
I'm David Stern.
And you urge people?
I urge people to watch the Boston Celtics play the Los Angeles Lakers. It's wonderful. It's excitement. I hope you'll enjoy the great final that we have going. We're going to see if the Celtics can possibly tonight turn the tables in L.A. You know, they're up 2-1, but the Lakers are doing very well on their home court, so I urge you to tune in. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye, Mr.
I'm David Stern.
That's right. Thank you.
I urge you to watch.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Foist.
But sports attorney Ryan Smith says there might be some truth in Donaghy's claims.
He was an insider. He was part of the refereeing fraternity, and there have been many claims over the years that there have been these side plans that the NBA has to try to extend series, to try to let teams like the Lakers and the Celtics and all these well-known teams into the higher rounds so that they get better ratings.
Donaghy's now appealing for a lighter sentence for his part in the cheating. Lawyer Smith says...
It's not only the 33-month sentence, but it's also the fact that the NBA has asked for $1 million in restitution from Donaghy. So if he can't pay that restitution, guess what? That's 33 plus. So he's trying to knock that out. Hopefully, if the NBA gives up that restitution part, he can at least limit his sentence in that way.
You know, the Chinese have always spied on us.
Oh! Get smart.
See what you do.
But in this computer age,
they've
gotten particularly aggressive and good at it. Virginia Senator Frank Wolf says the Chinese started tapping into his computer 2 summers ago.
I think he's a congressman.
Okay. Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey.
Frank Wolf, I think, is a congressman.
All right. And also Chris Smith
of Virginia. You said Virginia Senator, right?
I did, yeah.
You got your John Warner.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And you got your Jim Webb.
Right.
And to best of my knowledge, there's only two of them.
I apologize for the error.
Every state gets two.
That's right. But we got lots of congressmen, and Frank Wolf's one of them.
Virginia
That's right.
Congressman Frank Wolf.
There you go.
Warner was married to Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes, sir. And she was quite the potty mouth as well.
And Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey, a senior member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says the Chinese have been into his computers as well.
Oh. We will check all computers of congressmen.
Oh.
We will take over the world after the Olympics.
Who are you?
I am Congressman Frank Wolf.
But Wolf says he's been asked by government officials not to talk about this. He wants an investigation.
Who's afraid of Congressman Wolf?
Congressman Wolf, Congressman Wolf.
Hello, this is Ming Chong.
Who?
I am looking in your computer, Congressman Wolf.
Do you look at any porn, Ming?
I do.
Oh,
welcome.
We've redubbed.
Table for two.
Did Frank Wolf look at any Elizabeth Taylor porn.
Yes, all of her porn on my computer. I am your pilot. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm getting a little goofy. It happens once in a while. Just getting a little goofy. It's a home stretch, Buzz.
It is.
I see the finish line.
We can make it, Mike.
Yes.
There's also evidence the Chinese have hacked into computers at the Commerce Department. Now, the Pentagon admitted last month that its computer network is scanned or attacked by outsiders more than 300 million times a day.
That's amazing. That's just amazing that many people have the knowledge for that kind of access.
It seems a little high.
It does, doesn't it?
A little dangerous.
Sure.
You know, that's the Pentagon.
I hope they have that Norton.
Norton antivirus?
Yeah, because that'll help the hackers stay out.
If they have it, Rob, I certainly hope they renew it on a monthly basis.
Please. Well, they'll get a reminder.
Yes, they'll get lots of reminders.
Oh,
that drives me crazy.
I don't like spam!
Neither do I.
Get McAfee. It's better anyway. The Chinese say all this is just paranoia. The White House, meanwhile, has no comment.
No comment. I'm over in Slovenia.
And finally, you know you're a stalker when 27-year-old Canadian Benjamin Baker has been calling one woman a lot. She's not interested. She told him to stop. He didn't. So she went to the local police station to file a complaint. As she was filling out the paperwork, her cell phone alerted her that she was receiving a video. It was a video of Ben pleasuring himself.
Oh, dear.
A judge called Ben's behavior disturbing and fined him.
You say Bo?
Ben.
Oh, okay.
Mike.
Sorry.
Although maybe tune in next week.
Yes.
The man was fined $3,000 for his disturbing behavior.
Ben DK.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
Thank you all today. Everybody did a very nice job. Thanks to Joe and Beth Ann for putting this game together today with all the fat guys. We want to thank all of them. That's Anthony, Stephen, Chris, and Mike. You all are wonderful. And Chris and your son, CJ, congratulations on the $1,000. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's BYOB Friday. We're going to have the Buzz Babes.
Bring your own babes.
Sklar Brothers. More fun and more thrills. Our thanks to Jeffrey Ross, the Roast King. He's
great.
A great guy. The Roast Master himself. He'll be at the DC Improv now through Sunday. For tickets and info, go to DCImprov.com. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Larry King Radio Network.
Whoa.
For Beth Ann, Rob, Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with another one. Are you ready, guys?
Please.
All right, here goes nothing.
Uh-huh.
Our fat daddies were sure hard to pick. The contestants were all very slick. From solving the jumble to the ice cream tumble, it was as funny as Penny Marshall's.
Hey.
Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Goodbye.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.